Today I'm here with Jeff Foster. It is 5:15 p.m. on May 3rd, 2021. How has your day been going today, Foster?
Well, my day is going great. I went to online classes this morning and I did a couple of homeworks this afternoon, so I'm on schedule.
University of Zoom treating you well?
Yeah, University of Zoom is treating me well.
So I just want to let you know that you do not have to disclose any private details if you aren't comfortable sharing them. And also, please be aware of any HIPAA information you may be speaking on if you're talking about somebody else's health. You can just be general and sort of unspecific in like who the person is to you. But if the conversation seems to be going in that direction, I will pause the audio recording.
Understand.
All right, cool. So, flashback. Imagine it is January 2020. What was your 2020 supposed to look like?
Well, my 2020 was supposed to look like me living in the high-rise building just north of San Francisco State University. That's for both spring and fall. And during the summer, I was supposed to go to Kentucky for some, since I'm in like the military, I was supposed to go there for like additional training. And that was supposed to be what my 2020 supposed to be like.
And then obviously COVID interrupted everybody's lives. What did you like wind up doing instead? Like, what was the rest of your 2020 like?
Well, the whole pandemic for me started around March, mid-March, during spring break. And at that time, me and a couple of friends were planning to go on a cruise just for spring break. When the pandemic hit and everything was shut down, that whole thing got canceled. And a couple of days later, I got a letter, I got an email from the university saying that since we have this virus going around, it would be better if everybody returned home for a little bit and everything would be moved back online. So what I ended up doing was that I ended up packing my bags, packing my school supplies, my computer, packed it up in my car, and then I moved back to my parents, which is an hour, 45 minutes away in Stockton, California. And I thought for a while it was going to be just for a month or so, but that never happened, and it lasted for what seemed like a year and a half now.
Yeah, I remember you guys wanting to go on the cruise. Did you guys get your money back for that, or was it just like a kind of credit toward a future cruise?
It was credited for a future cruise. So one of our friends just have a couple $100 worth of credit from the cruise line.
All right. Yeah, good old Stockton. So you live in Stockton, I live in Stockton. But I think last year after the pandemic started, when we moved back, we actually came back from San Francisco on the same day. But I think you were in Stockton a lot more than I was, because I was working in Sacramento, so I was staying there pretty much all the time. So how exactly did Stockton handle like being shut down, having COVID restrictions? How was that like when you came back?
I think at first, in my opinion, it was a bit relaxed than the rest of everything else, because the Stockton and San Francisco are completely different Stockton is a lot smaller. It's a big city, but it's smaller than San Francisco, so there's less people. And I felt like during the beginning of the pandemic, everything was still, was a little bit relaxed, more relaxed as compared to other cities. But then as the years went by and the Central Valley, San Joaquin Valley, really got infected by the virus, that's when the county really restricted everything, closed everything down. So at first it was, in my opinion, it was a bit relaxed than other cities. And now, since it's really affected by it, it became really restricted.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that because people kind of like, I think at the beginning people really like dismissed COVID, they were kind of comparing it to like the flu, saying like, oh, well, you know, people get the flu and some people die from it. And it was kind of being thought of as like not really a big deal. Do you think that kind of had something to do with like the lesser like restrictions?
I think in the beginning, people were taking it really seriously. Because they thought this is just going to be for a little bit and then everything would just go back to normal. I remember when people last year were counting down, it's like, this is week one, day one of quarantine, day two of quarantine, day three, and then it's like day 45. And then eventually people stopped counting and just sort of accepted it. So I think in the beginning it was relaxed because people were taking it more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Versus now where people are fed up with it. So now they're not really taking it seriously anymore. They're really coming up with excuses as to why we should like open everything back up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like people are like tired of restrictions at this point. So what were your thoughts on COVID-19 like in March of last year?
I took it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a little bit nervous because I didn't know how serious this was, how serious it was going to be. It really didn't, took hold on me until like around May, when I was still living at home and everything was just starting to close down because of the restrictions. In the beginning, I remember going to a store and they were like, people were hoarding toilet paper, they were hoarding like canned foods. And I was like, this is just gonna blow away. People are like overreacting to this, mm-hmm. as always. So I was like, I didn't really thought about it in the beginning. I thought it was gonna be fine, you know. Back then there was only like 15 cases, 20 cases of COVID. And there was like five in California altogether. So I was like, we're gonna be fine, we're gonna be okay. We're not gonna get infected. Those people are in the hospital already. They're not gonna get to us. And then when I boom back in, that's when the COVID virus really spread all across the United States. And that was around May.
Yeah. Do you ever hoard toilet paper?
Well, yeah, I started hoarding toilet paper when I started to run out of toilet paper because everybody else was like taking it. So I did everything I can. I even called my brother in Fairfield and asked him if he had any toilet paper.
I remember, I don't know if you ever went to Costco, like during that whole part, but like you would go in Costco and there would be like a separate line kind of like on that, like, kind of on the outside of like the inside of the store. And that line would just be for like water bottles and toilet paper.
I remember going to a Walmart here and seeing like the employees barricaded one section of the store, and there was like one employee who was handing out toilet paper. They were like, two per customer, and they were really trying to make sure that everybody gets only two.
Desperate times. I was like, I think you even compared it to, what was it, like, Y2K? Was that what you compared it to?
No, I mean...
In terms of, like, hoarding...
Yeah, they were hoarding toilet paper, but I think it wasn't as bad because it was a virus that was completely made up, whereas this was actually a real virus. You know, it's like people were very dismissive about it, but it's like, oh, nothing's going to happen. In the end, Y2K never really happened because it wasn't real.
Yeah.
Whereas COVID, people were, the fact that there was a virus, there was an actual virus being told in the news, I think it made it a lot more real for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think COVID was a lot more worse than Y2K.
Yeah. Have your thoughts about COVID changed from March of last year to today? In any way?
Like the cases?
Maybe just like your like day-to-day activities, like were you more careful then, less careful now, or vice versa, things like that.
Okay, but I was more careful then than I am now because I remember the CDC coming out like a week, 2 weeks ago saying that it's less likely for somebody to get COVID by touching any surfaces. And back then, I wasn't wiping down any of my produce or anything like that, but I was being extremely careful about whenever I go out to a grocery store, pick up some stuff, I would often use alcohol to wipe to wipe down my hands. But nowadays, I was like, we're learning more about this virus. We understand it a little bit more, so now I'm like a little bit more relaxed than I was last year.
I think my mom was one of the ones that was like wiping down the produce and the bags that had like chips or like anything that came from a grocery store, she wiped down.
I wiped down my car's steering wheel every time I came in. I used to have like a alcohol swab in my car, wiped down my hands after I got back, and wiped down my steering wheel. That way it doesn't like, that way it kills it.
Yeah. All right. So, you're actually an active duty U.S. soldier who's doing the Green to Gold program, where you left kind of in the middle of your contract to finish the last 2 years of your bachelor's degree. And then after the end of this current semester, you will actually be returning to the Army as a lieutenant. Congrats, by the way. How do you think COVID-19 would have affected your time as an active duty soldier?
I think it'll be interesting because there's very limited stuff we can do at home.
Mm-hmm. You know,
if I was back in the regular Army, we had to do all kinds of stuff like check equipment, train, and you can't do any of that online.
Right.
So how it would affect it, I think it would have made us less, like it would have stretched everything because we would have ended up having to be so careful about everything. You know what I'm saying? It's like we would have had to like stretch out our training because we would have to create like we would have to train less people at the same time. So if we want to train our troops, it would have taken us a lot longer versus without COVID, where we can train them at the same time. So it would have slowed down our training considerably.
Yeah, I feel like it's, I mean, all jobs are, you have trainings that you have to do, and it gets difficult. Like, I know my unit, they're getting ready to deploy in July, and we spent, in the reserves, we spent almost a year doing virtual drills. So we give like PowerPoint presentations, like lectures, sort of, and it's kind of hard to get like hands-on training, and it definitely affected like our unit's readiness for the deployment, and it really set them back. Do you have any concerns about the effects of COVID-19 when you return to the military?
I think like mostly fit health concerns because I keep hearing study after study that there are some after effects that people still suffer for when they contracted the virus, and I don't want to like get those. I don't want it to affect my long-term health, and I'm pretty sure everybody don't want that either.
No.
So that's like the one major thing I don't want is like to contract the virus and suffer some kind of long-term health problem.
Yeah, it's always hard. Do you have any concerns about the economy in general? People losing their jobs and not being able to buy things that are helping small businesses. I know a couple of my small business restaurants in Stockton closed, and I was sad.
I think nowadays I'm a little bit more optimistic than I was like last November when cases were really high. Nowadays, since cases are going down because of the vaccine, I'm a little bit more optimistic now that everything will go back to normal, that people will be able to open up their businesses again, revitalize the economy, and just, not have to close their business for good, because I know there's a couple of different businesses in Stockton that I don't want to see go away, mostly like restaurants and stuff like that.
Island Gourmet.
Island Gourmet, yes, of course. My favorite Filipino place. But yeah, I'm a little bit more optimistic now than I was a couple months ago, and I'm hopeful that many of them will get back on their feet soon.
I feel like has the pandemic affected like employment of people you know? Like, I know you are active duty, so obviously like soldier jobs, military jobs are pretty much safe. But like any civilian friends or family?
Yeah, I mean, there's one friend I had where he was having trouble. He graduated like a year ago, and he was having trouble finding a job because there's not a lot of people hiring at the moment. But he eventually found a job because he found a job because everything was coming back up again. And then I have another friend who is like a kinesiology major at SF State, and he was having trouble because he is a fitness nut, and he was working at a gym as the trainer, but since all the gyms were closed, he got laid off, and so he was unemployed for a little bit, and he had school, he had like financial, he had school costs that he had to worry about, but ever since cases have been going down, he was able to find a job finally after about like 6 months. So I did had like friends who got fired because of the fact that everything was closing down.
Yeah, you're lucky that you're still getting paid by the army for that.
Yeah. I'm lucky though.
I mean, honestly, we're lucky that, like, I mean, I haven't had the virus and neither of you, so.
Well, maybe, because I remember last January I got sick twice, but maybe that's just the flu.
Somebody said it was, like, late 2019, early 2020, and it was, like, if you had some, like, nasty sickness that just like lasted for like over 2 weeks, they are saying that it was like possibly like a pre-COVID.
But and they were talking about reports that COVID have already been here since December 2019.
Yeah, so I mean, who knows?
I mean, who knows, maybe that was just a flu I had.
Okay, so normally, as you said, you would have been staying in the dorms at San Francisco State, so kind of like moving back home wasn't in the plan when you started at San Francisco State. How many years exactly has it been since like the last time that you lived at home, I guess?
Well, I would say about 15 years. Yeah, this was temporary, but then it became permanent.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you're getting time to spend with your mom and your brother, and you can kind of, sort of, like, look in on how they, like, live their daily lives, at least, like, in a pandemic. But how has COVID-19 affected their, like, regular day-to-day activities that you've kind of noticed?
Well, my mom is retired, so she is doing the same thing she did before. I think it's really getting to her because she's not able to go to places she used to go. And I guess that's all of us. As for my younger brother, he was going to school. He was going to a community college, but then they shut down all the schools and went online. So it changed for them too. Very similar to my situation.
You think everybody can get a diploma from University of Zoom? And then, so how are you like managing day-to-day activities kind of back when, like they were sort of at least like wanting to restrict, like, okay, you can go to the grocery store, only like essential places. How are you managing like doing your regular activities then?
Back then, since I was only able to go to the grocery store, I was really trying to struggle. I was really struggling a little bit because I had so much time and I didn't know what to devote myself into. Like, I gave plenty of time for school, and that was good, but I can't be at school 24 hours a day, so I couldn't hang out with my friends. I couldn't go to movies, I couldn't go to the mall, I couldn't go to the gym to work out, and I couldn't even walk in the street because for my situation, 2020 was like the worst year for me because you had the California fires going on, and being, since I was in the Central Valley at the time, there was smoke outside my house and ash raining down, combined down with the pandemic. It was kind of, I was kind of like stuck in my own house. So I was like, how did I manage my time? I don't really know. I got myself a dog. That's how I manage my time.
I'm not mad that you got a dog, because your dog's cute.
I just sort of like had to release some kind of excess energy that I had just being at home all day. So I got myself a dog.
Yeah. And then, like, obviously now you can, like, go wherever pretty much. Indoor dining's opening back up. So, like, obviously things have changed from the beginning of the pandemic to now. So are you kind of, like, more like a back-to-normal, like, daily activity routine?
After about a year, it's kind of strange. It's like, I don't even know what normal is. I mean, it's a strange feeling. It's like, I've been stuck at home for like a year and a half. And it's like, okay, what is normal routine for me? Like going to the gym? It's like, I haven't done that in like a year. So it's like, I'm trying to figure out what normal is.
Yeah, I feel like everybody's gonna be questioning what's normal for next couple years, I think.
it's like, can I go to the mall without a mask? Is that normal? It's like, I wear my mask everywhere, even though I got the vaccine already. I wear it everywhere. It's like, it's a sort of a strange feeling for me to kind of take my mask off if I were to go to, like, a grocery store. It's like, is this normal? Am I going to get infected by some virus because I don't have my mask in a grocery store?
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird. It's like, normal is going to be something that I need to figure out again.
And then you said that obviously, like, COVID has affected everybody's, like, communication with friends, family. There were no, like, family gatherings last year for Thanksgiving, Christmas. No, like, summer vacations with friends. So, like, what ways have you been at least, like, keeping up with, like, friends and family?
Well, good thing is we have cell phones.
Yes.
And we can always call. I mean, I've been calling friends, texting them. And I have, like, group chats with friends on social media, and we text each other and just let everybody know that we're still friends, that we miss each other and wish we can be together, you know? So thank God we live in a world where we can send a text message and a phone call online.
What do you think it would have been like if, say, like, coronavirus was, like, the Black Plague? Like, you know, back then they didn't have phones. Probably the mail carrier pigeon had the disease too. Do you think COVID would have been, like, so much worse for you if you didn't have sort of these easy communication methods of...
Oh, yeah.
Being able to talk to people?
Oh, yeah. I consider myself an introvert, but it doesn't mean I don't want to talk to my friends, though. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to talk to anybody for, like, a day or two, but then afterwards, I have, like, excess energy to socialize with other people. And I feel like if I didn't have, like, this, if I didn't have, like, technology to communicate with other people, I'd probably, like, lose my mind, because it's like, I don't want to be alone for so long. You know, I like hanging out with people, I like, yeah, I like talking to people. So I would lose my mind.
What have been the biggest challenges for you that you've had to deal with during the outbreak?
I guess the biggest challenge for me was like trying to stay healthy, because since I was in the army, I need to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they closed everything down, I was able to go to the gym. With the wildfire going on in 2020, I was able to go out, do like a simple jog outside. So it's like staying healthy, staying physically healthy was like one of the most challenging things that I had to go through during the pandemic.
Yeah, I feel like, I think there's like a meme somewhere and it was like half of America either like started a home gym and started eating healthy, and then the other half just like binge watched through all of Netflix. I feel like I was like kind of in the middle there though. So did around like Christmas time, Thanksgiving, did you do like a Zoom meeting with your family, or what did you kind of do to sort of like facilitate socially distanced like group hangs or whatever?
So normally every year my family would have a family reunion. So my aunts and uncles, my cousins, we would gather in like one of my aunt and uncle's place to just kind of chit chat, to catch up. But that didn't happen because of the pandemic. So we decided, me and my brothers decided that we're just going to have like a small little gathering for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So for Thanksgiving and Christmas, my brother and his family came to my mom's house, and we had a nice little Thanksgiving dinner. We were making sure that you know, we're keeping safe, because we're still afraid that we might get the virus from each other. But we had a small little gathering for Thanksgiving, and then for Christmas, we had another small gathering, just family, over at my brother's house in Fairfield. So we didn't try to do the virtual Zoom thing. We just kind of kept it small, make sure that everybody was keeping safe.
Yeah, and I think like friends, I mean, we'd head over to the David's Pizza Place in Stockton, and they have their outdoor patio, which was kind of cool, just getting to like, you know, see friends and see friends without
nice.
Masks. It's different. So how has COVID-19 affected your community?
Well, definitely a lot of the stores were closing down, and I was seeing a lot of like closed business sign everywhere. So it's like, I don't think crime is going up, but it do see a lot of like people really struggling to keep their businesses open because of the restrictions. So how does it affect my community? Just from what I can see, a lot of small businesses were closing down, and that was just a really sad like image to look at.
Do you think Stockton did like a good job with trying to help, either through like social media or the internet, sort of just like Stockton promoting like small business support?
Well, in the news, in the local news, I remember they were opening up donations, like send your donation here to help out like small businesses. So they were promoting small businesses while at the same time they were making donations to help them out as well.
Yeah, I think I found myself over the past year sort of trying to support the community, trying to support businesses that have been here since, like, before I was born. And, like, you know, usually the chain stores are a little bit less expensive, but I've been, like, eating at like mom and pop shops, or going to like the small like grocery stores just to support local. And I feel like, I know you've been to like Impresso, which is a independent coffee shop in Stockton, and they had a lot of support from their customers, saying like, you know, skip Starbucks or skip Pete's, support local businesses so that they don't go out of business. I think I remember telling my dad that I would cry if they ever went out of business. And I think I would. How do you think people around you are responding to the pandemic? So, like, neighbors or just, like, people in Stockton in general?
Well, okay, so the neighbor on my left are very concerned about the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But the neighbor on my right is a little bit suspicious about the pandemic. So there's a generation. Well, the neighbor on my left, he's an old man and he is very liberal, so he's very concerned about getting the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But the neighbor to my right, he's more of a younger person. And I mean, he's a good person, but he is a little bit on the side where he feels as if the pandemic is not that bad. He might even be at the point where he doesn't believe it exists.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But in terms of my brothers and my mom, well, they're taking it very seriously.
Yeah. Do you think it, I know, like, a lot of, when it started, a lot of, like, older people were a little bit more concerned, and younger people were having, like, COVID parties, they were doing, like, lick the public toilet seat challenge,
No.
do you think a lot of, like, younger people were sort of, just, like, cavalier about the whole, like, pandemic and sort of, like, their actions on, like, not being safe versus, like, the older people?
I think it's a generation thing. As you get older, you get a little bit wiser, whereas if you're young, you can be reckless. So I think it's just a natural course in a person's life where they're young and they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas as you get older, you start to get a little bit wiser, and I feel like that's what the younger generation is doing. They're being reckless because they just never been in a position where they don't understand the consequences of their actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a natural age progression.
Do you think that, like, your family or your neighbors, their day-to-day activities, have they sort of changed as we, like, get deeper into the pandemic?
No, I haven't noticed. The neighbor on my left is retired, so he likes to work on his lawn.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. The neighbor on my right, I feel like he's working more. He's away more from his house. I know that because he drives a truck. He commutes to Sacramento, and I feel like he's working more because more people are getting laid off in his department. So he's working a lot more. So I think to the neighbor to my right, his habit changed a little bit as we got deeper into the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Has it has this whole like experience kind of changed your relationships with family or friends? Like, you're at home with your family more, so you're getting to spend more time with them.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Since I haven't been at home for a very long time, I feel like I have a really firm understanding of what I want now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to live at home with my mom and my brother. So, and I told them that. So I think I have a better understanding of my relationship with my mom and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Than pre-COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I also just want to remind you that, like, any health information that you want to remain private, you're definitely more than welcome to not talk about that. But so you weren't sick from COVID, other than like that little pre-COVID or the flu that you had last year. But has anybody that you know gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yeah, a friend of mine got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ended up infecting his mom. And he got sick. He was asymptomatic, but his mom ended up going to a hospital.
Mm.
Other than that, I'm just grateful that my mom, my brothers, and myself haven't been sick.
Yeah. But you said that you got the COVID vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them already?
Mm-hmm.
Were you... did you have any, like, symptoms after the first or second one?
I did. I had more severe symptoms on the first one. The first shot, first dose, I got really tired, really
mm-hmm.
sleepy. And, of course, I had, like, a sore arm. But the second one, though, I was a little worried about that because I'm hearing stories about how, well, the second one is the worst one, and you'll end up getting these symptoms. And I was like, well, yeah, I was a little worried about it. I ended up, like, getting, like, muscle pain, joint pain, and headaches. I had fever, chill. So I had, not really severe, but I had symptoms for, like, 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, though, I felt great.
I think, because I just got my second shot last week, and I had really bad symptoms 2 days after, and then I woke up on the third day, and it was, like, magically fine. I felt back to normal. It was great. So COVID-19, people that are, like, especially outgoing people, not even just outgoing people, but not being able to see people or talk to people, and with how, like, much it's sort of disrupted people's lives, how do you think COVID-19 has affected people's mental health and their physical health?
Definitely the physical health, the fact that you're stuck inside the house all day and you weren't able to go to the gym, if you go to the gym, definitely their physical health suffered.
Mm-hmm.
I think people got a little bit, gained extra weight. And I think for mental health, I think it really affected them really bad because it affected me too.
Mm-hmm.
It really kind of, like, puts you in a bad mood. Like, COVID-19 really puts your mind in a bad mood because you're just stuck at home all day long and you're not able to do all the things you used to do. So it's like, it really kind of had this adverse effect on people.
Were you, like, early on into the pandemic, did you kind of find yourself, like, reading and watching a bunch of, like, news articles, news videos, about, like, COVID-19, like, the numbers, and were you kind of keeping up with that?
Yeah, I like to watch the news a lot. So during the pandemic, I was watching live news TV about COVID, and I saw cases going up. It went from like 15 to like 40, and then it went to like triple digits. So I was like really watching the news, and I was also watching like local news, seeing how we were getting affected locally. So yeah, I was really paying attention to the news when COVID broke out the first time.
Do you think you're not paying as close of attention now?
I think, I'm not paying close attention now. I'm paying a little bit of attention because I like seeing the numbers go down. So the more it goes down, yeah, the better for pretty much all of us.
Yeah, I think, like, at least for me, I think a lot of sort of, like, my interest is kind of on, like, how the vaccine's going. So it's kind of shifted from, like, COVID-19 to kind of, like, watching the vaccines.
Exactly.
Stockton, we're kind of famous for the number of homeless people that we have here. How do you think COVID-19 has affected like the homeless community in Stockton?
I think, I don't know the numbers, but I think a lot of them are getting sick. Because during the height of the pandemic, I never saw a homeless person wear a mask. And I'm pretty sure they didn't have the resources to kind of protect themselves. So I feel like the homeless people, the pandemic was really worse for the homeless people because they didn't have a place to stay, they didn't have a place to they didn't have anything to keep them safe and healthy. So I feel like that's like what's going on with homeless people in Stockton.
Yeah. Do you think our like mayor and also like other elected officials, do you think they were responding to at least like the homeless COVID outbreak well?
I think they were trying to respond to it because they know that if a homeless person gets it and then we get it under control, we have the potential to spread it again. I remember Governor Newsom, he was trying to set up like a shelter for the homeless people using like hotel rooms and stuff like that. I feel like the mayor of Stockton wasn't really paying attention with the homeless people. I think he might have forgotten about them, or he didn't thought about them. I don't think they were doing. I think they were doing something, but I don't think they were doing a pretty good job.
I think they had like some groups that were going around and kind of like giving them meals. I think there's like one of those shower on wheels programs where it's kind of like portable showers where they could go and like clean themselves off. But I think I think the homeless was kind of one of those, like, forgotten groups, unfortunately. So kind of, like, widening it from just Stockton, like, how do you think California, we have a ridiculous amount of homeless people. So, like, how do you think, like, the state did as a whole in comparison?
When it comes to taking care of homeless people, you're better. I think overall, we did a lot better than other states. Yeah, I think the governor, I don't think he did a pretty good job taking care of the homeless, but I feel like he did a lot more than other states. I'm not really sure what other states did in terms of taking care of the homeless people, but I remember Governor Newsom, he was really concerned about this, and he was really concerned about it in the beginning, but I feel like now he's like just moved on.
So has, like, your entire COVID experience sort of changed the way that you think about, like, family, friends, Stockton community?
I think it really changed my view of community, because during the pandemic, the beginning of the pandemic, people were hoarding stuff, and they weren't really, they weren't really thinking about other people. They were just buying stuff, like hoarding toilet paper for themselves. So, I mean, that's not, for me, I was buying one or two packs of toilet paper because I didn't want to hoard it. But it turns out that a lot of people hoarding stuff, and they weren't really concerned about other people. So it kind of changed my view of really community, what people would do, you know. So it's like, it feels like there are a lot less people who care about other people than there are a lot less people who care about other people than there are more people who care about, like, the health of the community.
I feel like that was kind of, like, selfish of people. And at least, like, for me, it's kind of, like, disappointing, because, like, you'd hear stories about, like, I think there was a story about an older couple in Target, and they had a roll of, like, toilet paper in their cart, and somebody, like, just came up and took it out of their cart and, like, ran. And, like, you know, the older you get, the harder it is to do everything. And I feel like it was kind of, like, half people caring, half people not. 'Cause, like, I actually have a neighbor who's a nurse on my block, and he stuck, like, little cards with his cell phone number in all of our front doors, saying that if, like, we were experiencing symptoms, or if, like, somebody was sick, he wanted to give us, like, a phone number to call just in case, like, we had questions from, like, a medical standpoint, which I thought that was pretty cool. It was really nice of him. How long do you think it's going to be until we get back to pre-2020?
I think a couple more months. I think just until the end of this year. And it's going to be like 50% normal. So, like, I think around 2022, January 2022, it'd be at least like 50% normal. So I'm a little bit more optimistic now that I'm seeing cases go down. So I think a couple more months, and then we'll have some semblance of normal.
How do you hope that your life is going to be a year from now?
Well, hoping that a year from now I don't have to wear a mask everywhere. I'm hoping that a year from now, I'll be able to do all the things I used to do, which is like go to movies, watch the movies, hang out with your friends, go to like a restaurant without a mask on, go to the gym, work out, and then just go to work without, you know, having to worry about getting infected and getting other people infected.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What do you think that like everybody kind of just needs to like keep in mind for the future, whether it's like safety protocols or like outbreak protocols or even like just personal, what do you think people or communities or like the government should kind of like keep in mind for in case this happens in the future?
I think in the future, we need to keep in mind that, we need to keep in mind that masks work. So for the next pandemic, if something like this happened again, all we have to do is just wear a mask. That's it. It's like the simplest thing in the world. Just wear a mask, and that will stop the spread of like whatever virus you can think of. And I think this is like a pretty hard lesson for all of us. Like, just take this seriously, and we can like minimize the damage. I feel like we didn't do that in the beginning.
Do you think it would have been different, like now, or like maybe in terms of how many people actually like died because of it, if people had started taking it seriously from like day one?
Yeah, because I remember, well, I know that the first outbreak in the United States, it happened in the same day the first outbreak happened in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And in South Korea, they took it really seriously. They restricted everything. They had everybody wear a mask. There was like no question about it. And because of the fact that they took it seriously, their cases are like one a day. I believe that's the last time I saw it. It's like they have one case of COVID-19 getting infected every single day. So everything for them is open. Whereas for us, around the same time, we were like 10 times, we had like 10 times more cases than South Korea did. If we did exactly what they did, then we would be enjoying the same situation they are now, which is like everything is open, just wear your mask until the pandemic is over and everything will just stay the same, you know? Things would have been different for all of us if we took it seriously from day one.
So I mean, like countries like South Korea or even like North Korea or China, where they sort of had these much like stricter policies. I think a lot of other countries or people think that, you know, the United States is kind of soft or whatever, and that we have a lot of people who want to do things when they want to do things and how they want to do things. Do you think that sort of like the stricter government, like rules and ways that they were handling, do you think that the United States would ever be able to do that, or that?
No, I think it's... it wasn't about like stricter government. I feel like it's not about that. It's about like trying to enforce the right thing, which is we understand that the virus kills people, it infects people, and we shouldn't be like, we have doctors and scientists that tell us what to do, what the right thing to do is. And I feel like it's just about doing the right thing, you know. It's not about like trying to restrict your rights. It's about like trying to protect ourselves and doing the right thing. But I feel like people are politicizing everything, so it became like political to wear a mask and stuff like that. So that's the reason why like some states didn't have certain type of policies, while other states had like more stricter policies. And I feel like that's the reason why COVID went out of control in the United States, because we didn't have a consistent message for everybody.
So what do you think that you're gonna kind of like take from this whole COVID-19 experience and being able to say that you lived through a pandemic?
Well, the big takeaway for me is that I didn't realize how dependent I am with like just being like, I didn't realize how dependent I am with like the structures that we had. Like you sort of take for granted everything you used to do prior to like COVID. I think that's the big takeaway for me. It's like I'm not gonna try to take for granted all the stuff that I have for anything, really.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be more grateful.
Yeah. I mean, you got to spend some time with your family, and, you know, they drive you crazy sometimes, but I feel like that's everybody. All right, so that is all the questions that I have for you today, and I would like to thank you for allowing me to interview you and participate in this oral history project.
No problem. Happy to help.